Here is Kerry Collins. That is Kerry Collins this morning at SLB. Tell me a little bit about that song.
That song is called Butterfly. You have to excuse me. My throat is a little scratchy. The song is called Butterfly. I wrote it a couple years ago. I was out on my back deck, and my neighborhood was in the woods, and I was just kind of looking around thinking, oh, nature's beautiful. I just want to write a simple song about that.
So. Do you still live in that same place?
I do not. I live in Millvale now, but it's my daughter's father's house, so I'm still there all the time, so I still get to enjoy that beautiful backyard. So
that's nice. Well, I was kind of curious where you're from and where you were raised. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Not originally. I moved here in 1996, right before I started high school. I was born in Detroit, and then I moved to Cincinnati, then Harrisburg, then Kansas City, then here in 1996.
Wow. That's a lot of movement. My goodness.
It was a lot, yeah, growing up. My dad worked in pharmaceuticals, so from different like promotions and company mergers, we just kind of bebopped all over the place.
And you must have had to learn how to adapt.
Yes.
So as a teen and a little bit younger than that, too. Really, all throughout your childhood, you were moving.
It was all before I was, I was 14 when we moved here. And, I got used to being the new kid. I have two brothers, so we all, got used to adapting, making new friends, and,
That's, it's just interesting. You know, I am really in the minority. My entire K through 12 time was in one school district.
I love that.
You know, well, I sometimes wonder what it would be like. You know, you like what's different, I guess. I mean, it was a fine experience, but you really end up having to be very self-reliant, I would imagine. When did you start playing music?
Well, I always have been a singer, and I did musical theater growing up and through high school. Guitar, this just kind of happened. I have bipolar disorder and PTSD, and after I had my daughter, I had really bad postpartum depression, really bad. And after more than a year of struggling to get over that, I was like, I need to do like something. And so I just kind of picked up a guitar. I bought just a cheap like $50 used guitar and taught myself to play, and then started writing music about 2 years after my daughter just turned 8, so I started playing at the end of 2012. She was 1.
That's incredible. And you went to high school in Pittsburgh?
I did. I went to Pine Richland.
Okay.
Yes.
Being able to be creative musically and the expression, it sounds like it's been just an amazing therapeutic effect, as well as a nice artistic outlet for you.
Yes, definitely. Definitely changed my life. And it kind of chose me, but it definitely has been awesome.
Now, I would be remiss. There's a picture that you can see of Carrie up on our Facebook page. But her guitar, you have to get comments on your guitar all the time. Her guitar is this, I think it's vinyl, almost like a decoupage effect of beautiful flowers all over the face of the guitar. Oh, it's on the back, too. Tell me about I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that.
A local artist, his name is Zach Rutter. This is his symbol right here, this heart. It's the spread love is kind of his mission. He does a lot of charity work with a Ronald McDonald House. But I did in the Mr. Small's Cafe Sunday Funday open mic relaunch with him back in June. I think he was the featured artist. I was the featured musician. And, he painted my guitar in November. I commissioned him to do this, and I love it. It's fabulous. He's extremely talented.
It's gorgeous. And did it alter the sound much?
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it looks like the way it's done, it's tasteful, and it doesn't change the sound that much.
Yes, I'm very happy with how it turned out.
There's more I'd like to ask you, but why don't we hear another song?
Sure.
First, what would you like to play? By the way, if you're just joining us too, Carrie Collins is who you're hearing, and we've linked to her Facebook page, and you can learn more about her through slbradio.org or just search on Carrie Collins. I'm sure you'll find her.
The first song I played was, I have two singles out. That was the first one, Butterfly, that I just played. This is the second one. It's called Let My Heart Break. Ooh.
back. I want to know what's in this dish of mine. Go ask the dime inside my head. But time she laughed and said, she said, go ask your head. You ain't got time to waste. No time to waste. So
Carrie Collins, what a great song and a great singing style that you have. You mentioned you were feeling, or your throat's a little sore, but yeah. You sound great.
Oh, well, that's good. It doesn't sound as scratchy as it feels.
Have you been playing out a lot?
Yes. I started doing the open mics in August 2015, and then I had elbow surgery and I had to take a couple month break and started again in, say, February 2016. And about a year later, I started gigging. And so for the past 3 years, I've had a couple gigs a month.
How has that been for you? How was it performing? You strike me as somebody that would be playing if you were, you know, in a room all by yourself. You'd be just as happy. And your songs are pretty evocative. I mean, do you enjoy being up on stage, or did it take a while to get used to being up on stage?
Well, from doing,
well, you mentioned the musicals,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So from doing musical theater my whole life, that was helpful. And the first open mic I did was at the Thunderbird Cafe, the old one before it was remodeled. And I felt comfortable because the stage lights were blinding just like stage lights when you're doing a musical.
Yeah.
So you can't really see
except
anybody.
It's your own stuff, not
yes,
somebody
except
else's.
Yes, it's your own stuff,
yeah.
Yes. And a musician buddy of mine had told me, you know, you can't screw up your own songs. It's like, okay, that's good to know. So,
yeah, I like that. You just, if you miss a lyric, you just happen to rewrite it.
Yes. Yes. Or you just kind of fumble with what you're playing. But I do still play with my eyes closed. Sometimes I'll open them, but I'm more comfortable because I do like to sometimes pretend I'm just playing in my bedroom or I'm still switching chords in my head or something. But yeah, I feel pretty comfortable on stage now. On my Facebook, you know, every now and again, it'll be like, here's a memory from however many years ago. There was a video from the first show that I did, which was in October 2015. And I looked so nervous. I was completely stiff and just looked like I was scared. And I don't feel scared.
No, and you seem, you seem very calm. And I guess part of the reason I was curious about that is I assume you're on your own when you're on stage.
Yes.
It's just you. And so it's you, a guitar, and your voice. And, you know, there's nowhere to hide. It's you straight away. And your musical theater experience does make sense that you would get used to doing that. Did you consider a career in musical theater? Or?
I was not that caliber to be able to do it like professionally. That is a difficult thing
sure
to
is.
Do. My older brother is an opera singer, and he's done professional musical theater and opera all over the place, all over the world. And I know just from what he has said too, there's so many people that are into it and so many talented people. No, my degree is in English literature, and since I'm not a teacher, I use it with my songwriting, so because I'll draw on literature and poetry a lot for inspiration. So I guess, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you become a really disciplined writer, and you probably have facts and, you know, whether it be from other written works or just things in your head that you don't always know when they're going to tumble out. At least that's what I would think.
Yes, yes.
Where did you go to school?
I did my undergrad at University of Pittsburgh, and then I did grad school at Duquesne, but I did not finish that degree. And I'll be in debt forever for a degree that I didn't finish. But.
I think you should, you know, you should argue that you they should give you all your money back. Huh? For doing that. They both have great great departments.
They're great schools, yes.
Yeah, Carrie Collins is who you're listening to, and you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on a great network of community radio stations and slbradio.org. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger. And are you playing anywhere soon?
I'm starting to book for 2020. Wow, 2020.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
So nowhere until you're off for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year, yes. This is the last thing this year. Then I only have one thing so far. January 10th, I am performing at Brian Genovese. He's a local singer-songwriter. His album release show at Howlers on January 10th.
Great. And you mentioned two singles earlier. In fact, you've played both songs you've played are the singles.
Yes.
Can folks find your music at all the usual places, Spotify, Amazon, I'm guessing, or where can they find it?
I don't know if it's on iTunes, Spotify, it's on Reverb Nation, my Reverb Nation, and you can get it for free there, Deezer and SoundCloud.
Okay, those all are great sources, and again, And I can't remember, is the Facebook page the best? I know your gigs were up to date there.
Yes, and Reverb Nation has my show schedule, but on my Facebook music page, which is Carrie Collins Music, there's a link to my Reverb Nation page, and so my show schedule is always
Well, there's a perfect there. Way to keep in touch, and you can befriend her and follow her as she goes on. I want to be sure we get a few more songs in. What would you like to play next?
Well, since I mentioned literature being an inspiration, I have a gothy love song inspired by some Edgar Allan Poe.
A gothy love song.
Yes.
I love it.
It's called Annabella, so I will play that. And I have to give a shout out to my buddy Wild Bill because this is one of his favorite songs. So this is for you, Wild Bill.
At Annabella, and he wonders if there's a common spring, common joy, common sorrow, and common little things. And Annabella looks at him and wonders why he hides himself so deep inside, so deep inside, so deep inside. It comes back around someday, yeah, it's all
Carrie Collins here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I think this is a first. A couple of people said, could you get a close-up of that guitar? And if you saw me, well, your eyes were probably closed, but I got a close-up of your guitar, and I just posted that on Facebook, so you can take a look at this beautiful guitar. I just took the front. Back is just as beautiful as the front. It's like a fine quilt where the back is like the front. Is your family very musical?
Yes.
You mentioned with your brother singing opera and your love of music. I'm just curious if growing up your parents had music in their life or your grandparents.
Yes. My love of music comes from both my parents. I'd say my appreciation of lyrics and the thoughtfulness behind them definitely comes from my dad, and the appreciation of the music itself, I'd say, comes from my mom. My mom has a gorgeous voice. She was a piano player. She directed church choir for a while. My dad plays a couple different instruments. My younger brother sings. My older brother is he teaches at Point Park. He's a voice professor there, and then he plays piano and stuff. So, and then my daughter, I have a 7-year-old. She has a beautiful voice, and she's learning ukulele.
Oh, how so nice.
She joins me on stage sometimes.
Where does she go to school?
She goes to Birchfield Elementary School.
Oh, that's a great.
Primary school.
That's a great school. And it's great. Is she writing songs?
She does write her own little songs. Yeah, they're really cute. So, hi, Rhiannon.
Kids, hi, Rhiannon. What a great name.
Big Stevie Nicks fan.
I was going to say it's either Stevie Nicks, there's Rhiannon Giddens, the great folk artist, too.
You Who could, is it?
Rhiannon Giddens.
I don't know her.
Who, oh gosh, why am I? It's on the tip of my tongue. She's really amazing, and her group is on the tip of my tongue. I mean, she's done some solo albums, and it'll come to me.
I'll have to look her up.
But you'd like her. She's great.
How do you spell her last name?
G-I. Now you've got me going here.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. It's going to bug me anyway. It's G-I-D-D-E-N-S.
That's what I thought.
And there are many, many people right now saying, how can you not remember the name of her group? And it's just you know, as you get older, it gets harder sometimes to, I'm going to figure this out in real time. In real time, she's a banjo player. Oh, well, the Carolina Chocolate Drops. That's who it is.
That's a great name.
That's funny because I kept thinking chocolate and I couldn't. It's the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Shame on me. Yeah, you can show your daughter. There's another one out there.
Another Rhiannon, yes.
She's terrific. She was in Pittsburgh a couple years back.
I'll definitely look her up. Thank you.
I do remember the name Carrie Collins. That's who's playing right now. And I think we're going to have time for two more songs. So what would you like to do next?
I just participated in this thing called the Acoustic Guitar Project, and it's 55 cities around the world, and participating cities, it's 5 musicians in each city per year, and there's a guitar that is passed around, and you have 1 week to write a song on that guitar, record the song live, sign the guitar, and then pass it on to the next person. And so I did that this year, so I'm going to play my Acoustic Guitar Project song. It's called Looking Glass. How it goes. This is how it goes. Through the eye of my mind is a looking glass, and as I slip through the cracks, I look. I go mad trying to get
It's a nice song. That's Carrie Collins here at the Saturday Light Brigade. How old is that song?
I wrote that in, I think September was when I had the guitar.
And that was a week?
That was a week. That was an interesting week.
Yeah, I've heard about that competition, or not really a competition, collaboration.
It was fun,
What happens at the end? Is the guitar auctioned off, or...
It is.
Because everybody signs it, right?
Everyone signs it, and I believe it's with John Hayes, who runs the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle.
Okay.
And he'll hang on to it, I think, until next year when the project happens again. I think he I don't know.
I know John, and I'm sure he probably does hold on to it and continues to recycle it through. And then it becomes almost as beautiful as your guitar. This will be our last chance to talk. It's really been nice to get to know you and to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
It's Carrie Collins Music is where you can find Carrie at Facebook, and that will link to her Reverb Nation page, and you can find her on SoundCloud and also Spotify.
iTunes.
And Deezer and iTunes and all sorts of places.
Apple Music.
Apple Music.
Yes.
Yeah. So look for her there. And her next performance won't be until early January, but you can follow her calendar on Facebook. Anything else you'd like to say that I may have not had a chance to ask you about?
Oh, geez.
Not to put you on the spot.
That's okay.
I just want to be sure if you were itching to say something.
No, yeah. I've come out to Howlers on January 10th for Brian Genovese's album release party. They'll be performing at.
There we go. Yes. Yeah, you will get a chance if you want to see that beautiful guitar in person. And more importantly, hear some great original songs. What would you like to finish up with?
I will finish with another literary inspired song. This is inspired by a collection of letters between Anacenin and Henry Miller. It's a book called, of course, now the name's going to escape me, Illiterate Passion.
Hmm.
And after reading that, they wanted to be together and couldn't really, so this song's just kind of about that. It's called Where You Are.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie Collins. And thank you for being with us. Again, look for Carrie Collins online, Carrie Collins Music. And if you're in our area, look for her at Howlers. Thank you. It's Howlers?
It is Howlers, yes.
Thank you.